And welcome everybody to the Untold History Channel. My name is Ron Partain, and we have the pleasure of being joined by Steve Lepkowski. Lepkowski.
Very good.
He says he's a Polak, a good Polak. So, and he is here to talk to us a lot about 5G and a lot of stuff. I'm kind of up on 5G, but you were recommended to me by a mutual friend, and he said you are the man that understands a lot about 5G and stuff that you can do to kind of protect yourself. And so I know that I'm Untold History Channel, but this is something that is I also am very passionate about health and whatnot, so health and wellness, so this is something that's right up my alley. So welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, thanks for having me, Ron. It's a pleasure. I've got a long history in both technology. I'm an engineer by education, designed computer chips for cell phones at a little company called Texas Instruments down in Dallas. And I was
I've heard of Texas Instruments.
Yeah, calculator business, but many people don't know that we are one of the pioneers for digital cell phones. The original ones that came out, Charlie's Angels years ago, came out with this really small Nokia phone, and that created the revolution in people seeing the value in moving from the old analog phones, the big old bricks that were in our ear, down to these microphones that we're able to use today.
I had one of those.
We all did. I had a little curly Q coming out of the phone, big old battery pack on my hip. And it was simply just like a walkie-talkie, same technology that was being used then. And now we've pushed that technology away from analog, which made other people could listen to us, to digital, where it's just a bunch of ones and zeros flying through the air. And I was one of the lead engineers on the products that went from 2G to 3G and a little bit into 4G. We made the fundamental products that created the energy wave needed to reach a cell tower and come back. Okay, so we can listen.
And can I ask a stupid question? What is the difference when they say 1G to 2G to 3G? I mean, are those significant jumps in technology? Yeah,
they completely are. It is the world standard for how a cell phone can talk to a tower and back, vice versa, both from digital communication, so data back and forth, as well as voice. So a 1G phone in the United States could work in Canada, can work in anywhere around the world, as long as they were 1G and they had the same base frequency. There was early days, Nokia tried to get an advantage because they had a little faster 1G than somebody else, and it was what frequency they were operating at. But today, we have standards through 8G today, okay, where the Apples of the world and the Samsungs of the world and the AT&T's of the world have gotten together and created a standard and a roadmap for that standard that allows everybody to invest their dollars, okay, in something that we all can use as we move forward. So every one of those was a significant jump in data transfer, okay, in power management, so we can use less data, less power to go farther distances. And now as we hit the 5G, it's starting to reverse on us. We have to densify those antennas. So instead of having them quarter of a mile to a mile apart for us to have a good conversation, we've had to put them every eighth of a mile or every tenth of a mile and ramp up the power so we can have the speed. So in the old days, we were lucky to get 300 kbits per second. Now we're talking about megabits and ultimately gigabits transferring through the air. So as we designed these chips, we knew that we were creating this EMF, electromagnetic frequency, or EMF is a force, okay, these electromagnetic forces, and they were simply what we needed to do to move an energetic pulse, a zero or a one, through the airways to get to a tower, okay, and the faster we could do that, the more information we could put. We could put a zero or a one at the top of every frequency and at the bottom, so if we're going at 2 hertz, it would only give a little bit of data. When we're going at gigahertz range, we're able to transfer a lot more data. So welcome to the internals of the cell phone, just simply what frequency you're broadcasting. Now, Ron, I know you know that in years ago, you could see a picture of a cell phone and an x-ray they've done or a heat map, you could see the outline of the cell phone on a person's ear. And we had all that, it's going to overheat your body. And it was a big risk. And being in the internals, we didn't care about EMS. We wanted a lot of them so we could talk to a cell tower and vice versa. But we also knew that we were creating some biological issue, that something was happening. Now, the cell phone manufacturers ignored all that. And they said, hey, you're fine. And in fact, in 1G and 2G, they probably were fine, because the higher the frequency, the less ability for those frequencies to get into our body. So 1G and 2G, that energy would hit our body and be absorbed by the dense tissue, like our muscles, or by our bones. Well, as we roll the clock ahead to 5G and 6G and 7G, those frequencies, those energy pulses, imagine these energy. If you stood in front of heat rising off the road, you know what I'm feeling. You know that you can see invisible energy. It's cooking.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because, yeah, I mean, you know, on a hot desert day, on a hot day in the desert, you can look down the road, and it's, even though the road is like, it's like all asphalt, it like, it looks like it's like clear and shiny and whatnot. It's that's just the heat coming up off the, that's off the heat. Road.
So I'm here to encourage people. That's just the spectrum. We have infrared heat. That's what you see. It changes the molecules of the air all the way through the colors of the rainbow, right? This is a full spectrum of frequency. Okay, that God's created. I mean, the energies of the world have created these frequencies, and we are all subject to them. Some we can see, some we can feel, other ones are outside of that. Now, we'll talk a little bit how what's happening to the body and the biological, the senses that we have for those frequencies, but the actual physical manifestation of those are color or sound that vibrates against our body. These are all the frequencies of the world, and we capture them. We use those. We just made them the wireless high-energy ones to move data from a tower down to your phone and vice versa. So 5G frequencies only go about 7 millimeters, 4 to 7 millimeters deep into your body. Well, Ron, what's 7 to 4 millimeters deep into our body?
Blood.
Seven millimeters to 4 millimeters, that little range inside. Well, guess what we have now? Instead of dense tissue absorbing those frequencies, we have blood. And the iron and the blood absorbing them. Well, I can tell you what, if you took a piece of blood and you put it in your microwave, which are similar frequencies that we use in cell phones, turned it on, the blood would behave differently than a drop of water, because there's iron in the red blood cells. And they don't like microwaves, right? They vibrate like hell, create a lot of heat, can catch on fire if you just put metal in there. Mm-hmm. Welcome to what's happening to our bodies, okay? Mm-hmm. God didn't intend for our bodies to be bombarded. Okay, at the level we're doing it today with these crazy cell phones.
It does, and it doesn't help that we have heavy metals in our body.
All those things make it even worse, right? Our cells of our body.
You may or may not know this, but I mean, the detoxic cream is my thing. I'm in the chelation business. I work with like taking heavy metals out of people.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
So, in the United States, what do? We've created obesity. Yep. And where is all those heavy metals stored? In our fat layers. I got bombarded with a cell phone, okay, that's heavily impacting the heavy metals in our body, iron, magnesium, the things that belong in our body, and it's just vibrating them, and it's causing the heat. It's causing the discomfort, okay, that's happening in our body. So we knew all of this back then. It wasn't a surprise that this was happening. In fact, Ron, when I was designing the first chips for TI, we made a human body model, an HBM, of iron so we could use the body as an antenna. We wanted the body to absorb all those energies so we could amplify it both in either direction, so we could use the body as a antenna to get more of that energy into the phone so we could translate it and have a great conversation.
I use the body as an antenna when I'm too far away from my car and I want
to. Always.
Exactly. If I'm too far away and it won't work, I'll just put it up to here and it'll transmit. Exactly.
So it's amazing how the human body is adapted. We have all these risky things that we have. We've evolved. We are environmentally fragile because so much around us can make an impact, right? Music can make a negative impact to the body. Sweet sounds can make a positive impact to the body. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an adage, you know, that the world comes down to, or the universe comes down to, frequency and vibration, right? And we're all manifestation, and that our physical being is a simple manifestation of frequency and energy and vibration.
I'm a big Rife guy, so if that should tell you something.
Well, that's where I want to take us from. Okay, so I know I created the problem, and I was fortunate enough to help take a couple companies public, created enough wealth that I was able to leave the technology field, and after 20 years designing these chips, and I ended up in Virginia Beach, the home of the Edgar Cayce Center, which is the first man on the to do the connection between energy, the energy of the universe, and wellness. Now, I hate to say this, but the Chinese have been doing it for 13,000 plus years, right? Edgar Cayce was somebody that spoke English, and I could read his works and understand it better. So when I left Texas Instruments, I started looking at traditional Chinese medicine, classical Chinese medicine, the technologies associated with shamans, and how a witch doctor, okay, we're talking about an energetic healer, would use energies of the universe. And I ended up in Virginia Beach at the Edgar Cayce Center, moved the family here so I could be closer to the work that they were doing. So I look for ways as an engineer, is how do I take what the energy universe was having and use it to do something where it's self-administered, right? Where we could use it on our own self, like we can get a Rife machine today or a spooky machine today and provide frequencies to our bodies. Just what frequencies we pick became the question. So I've used Spooky, I've used Rife, I've used some other technologies. And what I settled on was Tesla's ability to create longitudinal scalar waves. And that's just simple waves that physicists can deal with and explain. And these frequencies were allowed the ability to create an imprint on the body, a change to the body's biology. And it's just what frequency we use. So Ron, in the last 10 years, I'm much more of a biologist than I am an energyologist, right? I can put an imprint of any molecule I want in a product, but it was really come down to what did you put in there? So when I saw the body, what was happening to the body and bombarded with EMFs, whether it's from Wi-Fi or 5G or 4G, whether it's from the guy standing at the house next to me, he's between me and the tower. So when the tower cranks up the power so they can have a conversation, my body's being bombarded like I was on the phone. You can't escape it. These EMF waves penetrate all the walls in our house, almost all of our being. So I said, how do we manage this? Well, I see some people went out and created cases that you'd put your phone in and it would EMF shield you. And I said, Ron, if that worked effectively, your phone wouldn't work. I needed EMFs in order to talk.
Right.
So I looked at ways to stop the negative biological impact. And that's where my career since 2005 pushed me, was how do I make that happen? What can I do? And we ended up creating longitudinal scalar waves and then looking what's going in the body. And there's a ton of research that talks about the pH of the blood being depressed, more acidic. We talk about the ATP channel that moves energy, glycogen in and out of cells, or ketones if you're operating in a ketogenic state, but it's a way, and those cells are very fragile. And what everybody believes today is that our DNA is connected to the universe through energy. The Chinese have been doing it forever. They knew that if put a needle in a meridian, and this needle was given the frequencies of the originator, of the person doing the acupuncture, with essential oils, and from their own manifestation, they could help you sleep better by putting a needle here in your gallbladder meridians to connect the vasovagal nerve. So I studied the biology of it. I studied what was happening and to the negative impact of the body and what could I do to boost that back up. So if I took a red yeast rice, I would reduce the inflammation in my blood. If in the vessels in my body, if I took L-arginine, I looked at all the molecules that science could create for me. It says, which one of those or all of those could I use to create a positive, a rebalancing impact on our body? So every EMF is bad. Every EMF creates a negative state in our body. And then frequencies, as well as good eating, maybe some good supplementation, can push our body back to operating at a much better level. But Ron, if you didn't want to spend a dollar in protecting your body from EMFs, just walk on God's earth. connect your feet to ground, and all these energies that are pushed into our body that are residually stored, okay, and drive us down. Just walk in the sands of the ocean. Don't walk in your neighbor's yard because you don't know what their dog's done and what chemical green lawn has put down, right? I think it's actually safer to walk on the concrete than it is to walk in yards these days. But if I live in Virginia Beach, and Edgar Casey said that's one of the portals to the fifth dimension, and he just lived on the beach. He just took his shoes off and lived there. And he could clear the clutter, the fog of these EMFs, clear them from his body. Well, most of us can't get that ability to do that. So we have to find other ways to shunt that energy out of our body. Now, some people drag a chain behind them. Some people try a Faraday cage. I like other products that can just push the body through natural frequencies to bounce back to where it needs to be and take care of itself.
Nice. When you were talking about the difference between the 4G and the 5G and the difference in terms of the towers being like so far away, and now the new towers, they have to be so super close. And is that because the wavelength is like is so like compressed that it dissipates if you get further far enough away?
Fantastic. You get it completely. So what we have to do, if the same tower and the same phone went from 3G to 4G, okay, I would have a 60-watt light bulb on top of the tower and a 60-watt light bulb in the phone. Okay, I'm just giving you a good reference point. And that energy was enough to have a great conversation. If I just kept the distance the same and the same cell phone structure, in order to go from 3G to 4G, I would need a 120-watt light bulb. Okay. So those can communicate. Okay. Imagine your eye could see SOS coming off that light bulb, right? That's the energy that I would need. When I went to 5G, it was four times more. I'd need a 480-watt light bulb to go the same distance, because the faster the frequency, the shorter distance. So I crank up the power to overcome that. Or in the case of 5G, I need to densify. So I move cell towers closer, and every node I got closer and closer. If not, 5G wouldn't manifest. You'd get equivalent of 3G speeds or 4G speeds, even though the signal was 5G. It was just getting too many errors, and it would slow it down and slow it down and slow it down until you were getting much lower throughput. But you were still in a 5G phone and still getting 5G frequencies bombarding you. But they would just send the same piece of data two or three times and then transition to the next piece of data.
All right, I want to make sure that I understand that, because so. Even though I'm using I've got an iPhone 14, which is a 5G phone. Now, I'm not, a lot of times it doesn't have the 5G UW thing on there. It just says 5G, which essentially, as I understand it, means that I am still operating on a 4G network, that there's not I don't have access to a 5G network. Does that mean that I'm still getting 5G rays, or am I still being subject to 5G radio waves at that point?
Because if that tower has the ability to be 5G, you're getting bombarded whether or not you have a phone that's 5G. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So it's the reverse of what I just said. Yeah. Okay.
So it really comes down to the tower connection that determines everything, because your phone can bounce around. It has the ability to go 4G and to 5G and 5G ultra wideband. They're really, really fast. UW is faster than, it's a faster branch of 5G. So I tell people, if the person in front of you says, "Oh, I only got a 3G phone, Steve, or a 4G phone," I'm going, what about the guy in front of you in Walmart? What do you think he's got? Why do you think your phone, the energy stop at your phone? The energies are in the world, in the cell tower, in all omnidirectional. So if you're in the world today, your body's being bombarded with 5G, even if you have a 4G phone. Your neighbor's phone, you're standing next to somebody, their phone is bombarding you. This is not perfectly directional at all. Okay. It's very, very subject to just a massive wide broadcast. So what you're saying is
that if you're living near a 5G tower, and you, even though you don't have a 5G phone, you think you're being good because you've got a flip phone. Oh, you're being good because you got a flip phone. The government's not spying on you because you got a flip phone. Yeah, right. They can still track you. But the but you, oh well, you don't have a smartphone, so you don't have all the apps or everything. Well, you're still being bombarded with 5G.
Yeah, whether it's a smart meter on your house that we've gone in, and now the electric company says, let us put this meter on your house, and if you say yes, we're going to just nuke the inside of your house because we got to crank the power to go 6 miles or 10 miles to a receiving station so we can read your meter and shut your power down on and off, right? Smart meters to me are major because they're usually outside of bedrooms and they're way more power than a cell tower is, okay? Not a big fan of those. They're all still based on EMF, these pulses of energy that drive information back and forth. So Wi-Fi routers are just as bad as cell phones. And your neighbor using a cell phone is just as bad as if you used it. We just can't avoid the soup of this toxicity, this digitalness that's happening to us.
It's interesting that you put it that way because it is a soup that we are in. You know, what you're talking about is a very similar thing that I talk about when I talk about heavy metals. Is like, look, you cannot escape heavy metals. Heavy metals are everywhere. They're in the food, they're in the air, they're in your water. They are everywhere. And it just like the heavy metals being everywhere, radio transmissions are everywhere. And in fact, I would actually argue that you are probably more bombarded with radio EMF than you are with heavy metals, probably at a rate of like 10 to 1. If maybe even 100 to 1 on a daily basis. Sure.
Now, the good news is the body's ability to react to EMFs is in itself, right? Heavy metals get there and stay there and they just corrode the heck out of you, right? Mm-hmm. If I had druthers to chelate my body, I would be in the shop getting rid of every bit of mercury and thorium and uranium, all the stuff that I breathe in. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story. My wife and I were going for a walk down the street. And I said, oh, my gosh, we're doing so good. I'm burning calories. And then I suddenly realized that I'm breathing in the exhaust fumes of the cars whizzing by.
Cadmium.
I can't even go for a walk in Virginia Beach without introducing in my behavior, this behavior walking, without introducing all of the negative things that come out of the tailpipe of a car. It's smaller dose. But believe me, I'm breathing pretty heavy. Driving it deep into my lungs, deep into my body.
If you live within a mile of a freeway, either side, it's worse than you can imagine.
It's soup. It's just like breathing in. If you can smell it, it's getting into your body. And that carbon monoxide you can't smell, but that's probably the only one. But everything else has either an intentional odor or God created odor. And if you can smell it, it's going into your body. So you're right. EMFs are invisible and they destroy our body. They create the cataracts that we have to deal with. They create the aging they're dealing with. It shortens the length of the telomeres on your DNA.
Yep.
Telomeres are an indication of the length. So as we age, they get chopped up or dissolved away. It accelerates that. There's nothing good about heavy metals or EMFs. I don't know, other than, and I'll tell you, Ron, I'm not a hypocrite because I tell people all the time, if I was to go to God and say, God, I want to hear my son's voice. He lives in Singapore. And he says, well, Steve, I've given you the tools. It's his phone. You can see him and talk to him. Okay. I would trade that in a heartbeat for the impact to my wellness. But I'm lucky I have products that help boost me back up. So I'm probably not making much of an impact on the quality of my life or my longevity. If you're not protected, you're going to make an impact. But to me, the sound of my child's, the first time I spoke on a cell phone, I took the chips that we built, flew them over to Hong Kong. Okay. I then went from there to the Great Wall of China. And I stood on the Great Wall of China and talked to my kids back in Dallas, Texas at the time.
Wow.
The world got really, really small because of the technology that I was working on. We didn't even know the power that it would have. All the smartphones that we have today, we're back there worried about trying to get 8,000 bits, 8K bits per second to and from a cell tower so we can talk. But Ron, we shrunk the world, and it's good things have happened because of that. And I'm not saying that EMFs are so bad that you should just go live in a cave, okay, and avoid them. No, let's be healthy. Let's get our bodies to a level where this is a fart in the world when this doesn't hurt us. Just like your products, it'll take the toxicity out. You can't stop them from getting in. What we can do is live a life that'll get them out of us. And so we get the longevity, we get the quality of life, we delay Alzheimer's and dementia from all the toxicity.
Right.
Okay. I'm a big fan of let's live what God gave us, enjoy what these technologies can do for us. Let's be smarter than the technologists, right? Let's look for ways to protect our body.
I like to say that, you know, there's absolutely no way that you are ever going to completely get to a zero exposure of heavy metals or EMF or anything of that. Getting to a zero level is impossible. You just can't. However, you can do, there are techniques and ways and things that you can do to reduce your exposure and the burden on the body that it has. And I think that's what you're kind of talking about here. Am I
100%.
Yeah.
That's why I created technologies that were focused at improving the body and not eliminating EMS. There's products out there today that are the decrease the ionizing effect of these things, their shields and blocks and stuff. And I'm like, well, then the phone don't work and I can't talk to my son. Why would I want to do that? But the weird part is I might stop and block this product, right? But I'm being bombarded because the person next to me in line at Walmart's got a phone and it's just zapping the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. So the only way to do this is to stop the negative reaction in the body, to stop that tightening of the cell wall, the mitochondria that moves the glycogen and the oxygen in and out of the cells. Okay, it neutralizes the blood and allows our body to come back to normal.
Does 5G? So I'm assuming that 5G has a severe negative impact on ATP.
Oh my gosh! Yes, in the presence of an EMF bombardment with 5G, the cell's ability to move glycogen in and out and oxygen in and out is severely limited. It raises it lowers the pH of our blood, raises the acidity, which shuts everything down in an acidic environment, even at 7.0, because the body likes 7.2, but a 7.0 and below, and I'll give you a little example. Imagine two red blood cells in our body, and they're drifting along, they're getting oxygen in the lungs, and they're delivering to the cells, and then to these four surface areas, right? Two cells, four surface area, this side, and this side, and this side, and this side. They're floating around doing their job. What happens when I decrease the acidity or lower the pH? They go like this. I took two blood cells and I've effectively made one, because these two surface areas that are touching each other don't do anything. So now I got these two surface areas now working to move glycogen in and out and to move oxygen in and out. Well, guess what? What if I make it so acidic that hundreds of them stick together? Okay, now I've taken 100 red blood cells and made it effectively one or two or five, right? Small, much smaller number. Well, in the biology of the body, the bone marrow says, you got plenty of red blood cells. I'm not giving you any more. Mm-hmm. Okay, the muscles are just dying because they're not getting oxygen and glycogen right, like they need to. And the liver and the kidneys sitting there going, I don't even know what to do about this.
Right.
Well, when you activate them through the technology that I do, what happens is the liver and the kidneys start to talk and they go, well, we need to fix this pH problem. They dump magnesium, sodium, and calcium, which are bases that are going to drive the pH up or the alkalinity up, re-neutralize it. The red blood cells break apart. The mitochondria now gets fed and the body's back in balance. It's back in alignment, I call it. Okay. And the body can function much better.
And real quick for the audience, what I just said when I said about ATP, basically what that means is that your body, if your body isn't producing ATP, your body, you're not having any energy. And for you guys that are out there that are wondering why you have brain fog or why you have no energy, when you have to have that cup of coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because you just can't. You're just like drained because you have to have that just so that you can get going and the rest to get through the remainder of the day or to wake up in the morning. And then you wonder why you have acid reflux, because what you don't realize is that the caffeine that you're consuming to stimulate the body is actually causing you to have the sphincter muscle that keeps the acid in the stomach. It actually causes as a relaxer. And what what that does is then you get acid up into your esophagus, and that's what you get the acid. That's what's causing your acid reflux and why you're getting heartburn all the time. And then you take a pill for a Peps or a Prilosec or some sort of something to neutralize the acid, and then your body can't break down the food that it takes, and so you're not getting the nutrients because you're at the acid that is supposed to be there to break the food down doesn't work, so you're not getting the nutrition, so it's just a spiraling downward cycle.
You hit it. That's exact analogy that I'm going to use in the future, Ron. I appreciate that, because that's exactly what's happening. Is we spiral our bodies down until we go to bed, and most of the time we don't sleep like we need to recharge it. It's just not a good way of life, and we don't have to live that way, because there are ways through detoxing and through protecting yourself that you can enjoy your day, right? Yeah. You don't get the fog of the afternoon. You get the brightness, and your body's just much healthier. You're going to enjoy, so let's call it the quality of life vector, right? We're going to enjoy what we're doing so much more because we've taken behavior and we've used things like your product that detoxes you. We've used those things to make our body back in alignment, back in balance. And when you wake up, your prayers are more meaningful. When you go to bed, your prayers are more meaningful. The fog of the day is something that you don't have to worry about. You're more productive. You're more energetic. And the ATP is a really important molecule in the body, and getting it in and out of cells is everything.
It's everything. Well, energy is everything. You know, energy runs the world, whether you're talking about from a geopolitical standpoint or from a human body standpoint. Energy runs the world, period. End of story. Amen.
And I like, right, when you're talking about, fuel, right? Mm-hmm. When I talk to energy, I'm talking about the connectivity we have to the universe, these invisible forces that we can't hardly measure, okay, that dominate the way our body reacts. So that's why I hate EMFs, because they're invisible and they jack you around like you don't even know, right? Mm-hmm. And lead you down a foggy brain, drink coffee, destroy the lining in your stomach and burn up your muscle that stops it from flowing up. It's just a massive cycle. Mm-hmm. And the people that live in 2023 are faced with stuff that our grandfathers, 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 grandfathers didn't have to deal with, right? They could eat, the foods they ate were better. The air they breathed were better. There wasn't plastics. There wasn't these long-term, undestroyable plastics that seem to be all over the place now.
I want to get too far in the weeds on this, but it's just an interesting thing. And I have a buddy of mine who moved to Colombia. He met a girl down there and stayed down there, and he's been down there for probably 15 years. And he said something very interesting to me one time. He said, "You know, down here, the poor people eat real food. And the rich people are the ones that are eating the processed food." And he said, in the United States, it's the reverse. The rich people are eating the real food and the poor people are eating the processed food. And it's the processed food that is damaging, that's doing all of the major damage in our bodies. And that's why when you go to the grocery store and you see somebody who's on WIC, or they're getting all the food stamps and everything, and all the stuff that they have in their cart, that the only thing they can afford is the soda and the cereal and the top ramen and the spaghetti, and I mean all that stuff that is just absolutely atrocious for your health. And you're not getting anything that's really of nutritional value whatsoever. And then you combine the fact that you're bombarding the body with all of the EMF and then the heavy metals. And I mean, it's just, you know, my dad was a pharmacist, and he always told me, he says, there's not one thing that you can do that is going to be a magic pill. There's not any one thing that you can do that's going to be a fix all, save all. But everything works in synergy with each other. And what you can do is you add as much as you can to give yourself the best possible chance you can. And kind of what you're talking about with the technology stuff that you created is one of those elements.
Yeah. So I think if we look at the body as a physical being, I'll give you just a quick insight into myself. You know, Ron, I believe there's seven layers to our existence, and the eighth layer is nirvana, right? But those seven layers start at the smallest possible particle in our body, right? At the atomic level and the molecular level, and then at the cellular level, and then at the organ level, and at the system level, and then suddenly we're at the spiritual level, we're at the emotional levels that come outside of our body and transcends us, right? They all need to be in balance. You want a healthy body, you have to have a healthy spirit. You want a healthy body, you have to have a healthy emotional relationship, right? There's so much to put our body. That's why I like Body Align, because I preach that we got to align every aspect of our body as best we can. And it's a continuum. It's a continuous continuum where we just have to constantly make choices so we can enjoy what we have here, right? This is, we're here with only one thing for certain, is our exit strategy. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about what you do then. What did you, what is it that you have that, that helps protect us? What is that? Is that little disc thing that you have on the phone?
So the manifestation of what I've talked about is this, the way to treat the body energetically, I can do right here with this little disc. Okay. This is an EMF device that we put on our phone. Mm-hmm. You can put it on the body. It's built into some of the protections built into our little wristband or wellness band. But this is on the phone, not because it's doing anything to the phone. It's because it's the thing that you always have with you that's close to your body. Okay. You can't afford to buy all these for every piece of jewelry you have or every watch, every wall. You know, it's just too complex. So I put it on a device that says this is with you 98% of the time, or within 6 feet of you 98% of the time. So I pick this as a delivery vehicle for these frequencies. Now, if you took this off and you put it on an old credit card in your wallet and your wallet was always with you, then you'd have the same effect. I just need to be near the body to do that. So please don't think that this has to be on the cell phone as much as it has to be near your body. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Right. That's okay. That's good. Okay. I'm because I have a few of those now. So I have seen things like that that, you know, that I've gotten like on Amazon and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But what makes yours better than the ones that you get, like the cheap ones that you get on Amazon?
So let me tell you that the difference that I see in the marketplace is the technology to create a frequency out of something like this is pretty well known. You could buy a Rife machine and do it, right? You can buy an AOS or AOC, I think it's called, machine. There's other machines out there that you can buy a phone app that will actually provide some frequencies to your body that's good for you. So I'm the sexiness of Body Align doesn't come just because we can do it. It's because I've studied for 10 years with 29 on my 30th journal, specifically related to biology. Okay. Now I'll give you an example. In Body Line, you can get a product that helps you build muscle mass. One way I could do that is I could take synthetic testosterone. I could extract the frequency and just drive that into a patch and put the patch on your body. Okay. That sounds good, right? You put the patch, your body's getting all this natural frequency of testosterone. Well, Ron, I'm a 62-year-old man. The last thing I need is to activate any prostate cancer cells that I might have. Mm-hmm. And they're activated by the presence of testosterone. Okay? That would be bad. So what you have to understand is, are those cells activated by the precursors testosterone? The answer is no, they're not. So I can provide the frequencies of androstenedione, norandrostenedione, and the other precursors to the body. So if you don't have a problem, your testes and your ovaries and uterus produce testosterone in women, okay, in the parathyroid. Those things are activated, and they can push your T levels, your testosterone levels, up to your God level. What does your DNA say it's supposed to be? I can't go above that because I'm only activating your body to do it, so I can only get you. And what I tell people is it gets rid of your bad habits. I push the T levels back to good habits.
Right. So, and for all you ladies out there who think that you don't need testosterone, you're wrong.
Every woman has it. It's your libido.
Every woman has testosterone, just like every man has estrogen, but you don't want to, you just don't need a lot of it. But right. I promise you, if you get the more testosterone you have, the more the greater libido you have. I can tell you that.
Yeah. So this product and what I do is, and separates me, is that I study the biology deeply. I have a network of doctors, medical doctors and naturopaths and chiropractors and acupuncturists that help me formulate what frequencies to use so we don't screw up the body. We just provide those frequencies that are real and natural. Okay. Let the body take care of itself. So if you have bad habits, your T levels are low, your libido's low, your energy's low. And if I can provide you something, just activated your body, just like an acupuncturist would activate your body, whether it's your, in women, your parathyroid, just produce what you're supposed to produce. Your quality of life gets to jump up. Now, if you're out work lifting weights and you're trying to build muscle mass, whether you're male or female, your body now has the testosterone it needs, and it's going to grow the muscle mass at the rate by which you're producing your testosterone. Mm-hmm. If your natural God level at 62 years old, am I supposed to be 174? I can't use a product that I create to get you to 175 or 190. You can do that with chemicals, but you, I can only get you close to 174. What is your biological level? And that's all an acupuncturist can do. Only medicine can push you, push your body outside of its natural capability. Sometimes it's good for us. Most of the time, that's not good for us.
If you don't mind, I inadvertently hit the wrong button first, but so that's, this is your website.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the cell phone EMF protection disc, and then this is the cellular. So what's the difference between the strips and the...
The blue one is designed specifically for the cell phone. It's a large surface area, okay? And I need it on the cell phone near your body, okay? The strips are just a better economic investment for things like routers, and in my printer behind me has one on. I don't know if you can see it. My monitor has one on it. Just... it's a more economic solution. You get two in there, and it provides the same frequency, the same response, but it just does it on those electronic products that are close to your body that this doesn't. So if I'm sitting here and I had this in on my monitor, I would not need this near me in order to have a good EMF protection. I only need one of these within 6 feet of me at any one time. So I love this on the back of my cell phone, because it's always with us. In fact, Ron, if you and I were sitting together shoulder to shoulder, you would be protected because of my device.
Right.
It doesn't know, it doesn't have my name in there anywhere. It just says, I'm going to provide frequencies to the universe that will help your body deal with these EMF bombardments.
Oh, and you have stuff for pets too. So you're protecting your pets from the, because pets are obviously,
they're mammals.
They're animals. So yeah, that's really cool.
That pet product I put in formulation that helps with pain and energy and EMF protection. That black rubber that's on there is actually has crystals of shungite and organite and tourmaline in it, that ground up crystals that provide great frequencies. And there's probably in that product, there's probably another 75, 80 different frequencies that we use. I worked with a naturopathic veterinarian to make sure we formulated and did no harm to our small mammals, our dogs and cats.
That's really cool. I didn't even think about that, but it's you know, animals are, you know, you're the animals are loved. I mean, that they're parts of our, they're members of our family.
Yeah. In fact, I know people that love their dogs and cats more than they love their kids. Okay. They'll even admit that to you, because that's how people revere and love their animals. So we created it based on the demand. Folks were looking for it. You saw our sleep product that helps you fall asleep and give you deeper sleep, because it goes on behind your ear. It's a patch that goes behind your ear and allows your body to connect the nerve that connects the spine and the brain, keeps you going. We have a product for pain, and you're going to put that on the pain center. So if you've got a stiff joint or a sore back, you're going to find that spot, put it on there. It's good for 3 or 4 days, okay, where you're going to be much lower in pain, because we're just telling the body you're in pain and send its natural endorphins and serotonins to help you relieve the pain and get your body. There's tons of frequencies for anti-inflammation to bring the inflammation profile down. So all these are designed to just push your body, to remind your body to do what it's supposed to do. Then we have a detox patch that works outside in. So it's a frequencies that probably a lot of the stuff that you have in your product, we use it energetically. So I bet if you use the two together, you're giving your body a major dose of detox.
Yeah.
If you use my product, people tell me we can only do a 3-day regimen because their body odor is so bad. Okay. Yeah. And their polo is ugly because they as they sweat, they're releasing all the toxins in the body. And especially if you're on a big wellness kick and you're pushing your weight down and you're releasing those fats into your body, you better chelate, you better have a product, because that's where all that bad stuff is stored. And once it gets into your body, okay, you got to get it out. You're taxing your kidney and your liver. You need products that can get your body to flush that out. So
you are.
Anybody that's trying to quit smoking, we've had success with folks that use our product if they're trying to stop smoking, because they can get the nicotine out of their body faster. They can start to
increase it
faster.
That's really cool.
We don't market it as that product because I think smoking is more of a behavioral problem than a reprogram the body problem. But I think between the two products, like yourself and mine, I think people can really start to take control of their wellness.
That's fantastic. You know, I also work with a guy who does we do hypoxic training. I don't know if you're familiar with hypoxic training, but we do hypoxic training, and it's we're seeing people who have like reversal of symptomology of like Alzheimer's and whatnot, because really what's going on is we get into autophagy, where you start to recreate new blood vessels, and you actually penetrate areas, and you get oxygen into the areas that haven't had oxygen in a long time. And those parts of the brain aren't dead. They're just dormant because they haven't had any oxygen to create the ATP. So when you actually get the oxygen in there, and it's the lifeblood of what your body needs, then you start to produce stuff, and then things start to work again, because they actually have something that's like, if you go to your room and you turn your lights on because a rat ate the electrical wire that goes to the switch, that doesn't mean your light is broken. It just means that you don't have any way to get the electricity from the switch to the light. And that's, you know, so now you have the, you know, with what we're doing there, we're having the ability, but the EMF stuff that you're talking about, I mean, that is a crucial component, especially just because of how enormous of a burden that we have in our bodies as a result of EMF. It's huge. It's probably one of the biggest problems that people don't talk about.
You know, we want to not believe that our government or the T-Mobiles of the world aren't trying to hurt us, right? When it comes to cell phones. And the reality is they just don't know. You saw the announcement in France where the Apple device is no longer sellable because it emits too much radiation. France has been a leader in recognizing that EMFs create major disruptions in schools. They outlawed it in elementary schools, back probably 7-10 years ago. They took all the Wi-Fis out. No cell phones. They made the cell towers point the other direction to try to create more safe zones. So nobody in medicine today argues with me that EMFs are bad and they create a negative biological impact, right?
I think didn't Putin outlaw microwave ovens?
You know, he could have. I haven't seen that, but
I thought I heard that Putin outlawed microwave ovens in Russia. It's like, you can't use microwave ovens because it's horrible for, I mean, the product of the food that you get out of the microwave oven is just, it's horrible.
It's destroyed. It no longer provides much good for your body, and it's absorbed these energies that you're ingesting now, putting them really close to your vital organs, right? Mm-hmm. That's the last thing you want to do, is get them deeper into your body.
Right.
So, you know, Ron, this is the flagship product of the company. I'm very proud of this. Hundreds of thousands of these have gone out the door, and the testimonies are incredible, how the fog of the day is gone, right? And you're going to feel comfortable. We know that the ability for negative energies to be broadcast through any of the medium that we have, whether it's cell towers or TVs or radio, these negative frequencies can happen. We're not going to know they're there. We're just going to have a negative biological impact. I can walk by a cell tower today and tell you exactly whether it's 4G or 5G just by the way it makes me feel. Because I've learned my body's response to these. I can tell when my neighbor turns off his Wi-Fi box because my body's just tuned into what these frequencies feel like. The ringing in my head goes away when I put myself farther away or go for a walk on the beach is getting these energies out of my body.
It's interesting that you say that because, you know, I sometimes I find myself, it's like I hear ringing in my head and it's like, what is that? And is like, is it something that I've like ingested or is it just because I've just, and like you said, the soup of EMF that's all around me? I mean, I don't know.
It could be. But it can be all of those. It could be a toxic load left your fat cells and just crunched your neurons in your brain. It could be somebody ramped up their tower, and we see this all the time that Sprint and T-Mobile now and Verizon are constantly tweaking towers based on customer feedback, right? So I could have had minimal amount of EMS bombarding me from the Verizon tower, but the neighbor down the street complains that, hey, there's, I'm getting a bad signal electronically. They can move the energy beam right in closer to their house. And guess what? Now I'm in the path. So
you said you were going to come on for about a half an hour and we've been going for 50 minutes. So I really appreciate that the extra time that you've given. Guys, I'm going to put a link to where Steve to the website that Steve has where all of the products are not. I'm going to put that in the description. And so you can get all the stuff. And I think there'll be a coupon code or something to I'll include all that stuff in the description. So that you can get a little extra off. So I want to thank you and appreciate you taking the time to come come on the channel and talk about 5G and whatnot. So I think it's been a while, but if I recall correctly, I think I sent you a bunch of cream about a year ago, I think. Because it was I was talking to Jimmy. I was telling him about the cream and stuff that I did, and I sent some to you. I'm almost positive I sent some to you.
I'll find it. I'd love to try it.
I want to
put the body through as much wellness as I can. So I'm not afraid of it.
If you can't find it, let me know and I'll get some more sent out to you.
I want to thank you, Ron, your time. Thank you what you do for the world. I think that Untold History, I've seen a couple of your spots. I'm excited about it. I you got the voice for this. You got the manners for it. I think you're going to have a huge following as people start to get attracted to the kind of things that you talk about. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's wonderful.
I love to talk about controversial stuff, man. Yes. You know, controversial stuff. I don't shy away from the controversy, and I try to do it in a respectful way. But you know what? I mean, controversy is. There's a lot of stuff that's controversy. People don't want to talk about it, but you know what? It's the more controversial it is, the more it needs to be discussed. And you know, the world doesn't want you talking about controversial stuff. They throw labels. They hurl labels at you and they use peer pressure to keep you away from talking about controversial stuff. And then I
have that with my own kids. They're like, no, Dad, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. And I'm like, okay, guys, we have our other time to go into those subjects. So it's hard sometimes to be motivated to do it. I'm glad you have a passion for it, bringing it out. I always tell people this, my thought for the day is nobody's ever good as you think they are. And they're certainly much worse than you probably think they are. So we have more opportunity to be a downside person in real life than we do an upside person. So
absolutely.
There is absolutely truth in every bit of controversy, every bit of conspiracy. There's a lot of truth in it. I don't know how much, I'm not going to give it a percent, but everything I've ever touched, I see truth in it.
And there's three sides to every story. There's his side, her side, and then the truth is in the middle.
Absolutely.
So I never believe everything that I'm taught because generally, you know, you put enough stuff together and you connect enough points and you can use your own good discernment to make a pretty, I want to say an educated guess as to what's really kind of going on. I think that's the most important thing. And having a clear mind is essential for doing that. And what you're talking about with protecting your mind from the EMF stuff, it only helps foster, giving you, you know, it's fostering in a good environment to be able to think clearly and to have a proper discernment. So, thanks for your time, Steve. Appreciate you coming on tonight.
Bless you, Rod. Have a good night.
Take care. Bye. All right, guys. Well, that was really cool. Candidly speaking, it's somebody who reached out to me and said, "Hey, I want to help you kind of do some stuff with what you're doing." So he's kind of a sponsor. So, I get a little kickback there's going to be a link in there, and I get a little kickback on any of the sales that come through from that. I don't want to push products that I don't believe in. But I'm very big into health and wellness, and that's something that I have absolutely no problem, being honest about in terms of, I'm going to get a little kickback on that, but it's not anything that's like, it's overly obtrusive, but I want you guys to know that just being honest with you, I'll put the link in the description, and you guys can, if that resonates with you, then by all means, pick some up. I have used, they've sent some to me, and I've been using them on my phones for a while. And I don't know if they're working or not, because I don't really feel it, but I do put them on there, and I know that I am protected. So, I'm not as sensitive as Steve. I'm sensitive in other areas, but I'm not as sensitive as Steve. I wish I had that ability to be able to tell if I was near a tower. That would be a pretty awesome, I don't say power, but that would be a pretty awesome, thing to be able to ascertain. I'm envious that he has that. So, all right. Well, the second thing that I wanted to talk about tonight was, I came on the show it was Thursday, and I said, "Hey, Friday night we did we watched the show, Last of the Mohicans," and I was going to come back the next day. Well, you know what? I stumbled on something, and it really kind of threw me for a loop, and it made me unsettled. I kind of did a little bit of a deep dive into it, and I reached out to, and I know Juan O'Sullivan has kind of some people either love him or hate him. I have a good relationship with Juan. And I actually think that he has a very good handle on things. And a lot of people don't like him because he kind of talks slow and he talks in code. But I understand a lot of the things that he says. And I reached out to him, and I had a really, really long conversation with him yesterday regarding this information. So, and I'm going to share it with you guys tonight. The first thing is it's going to be it's about a 40 minute, it's not really a video. It's really more it was almost like a radio show. So it's just audio. And I'm going to speed it up a little bit and put the subtitles on the bottom so that you guys can hear what they're saying, just so that I can get through a little bit faster. But I want to play this for you guys, and then I'm going to talk about it a little bit afterwards. So let me bring this up, and let's see here. Where did I put that? This is the one. Okay. So, change the screens here. All right. So this is going to be, I have long believed that, that Vladimir Putin and like Trump and all those guys, they are that they're working together. And I'm going to play this for you guys, and I want you to, I'm going to play it for you. And then I may even open it up to phone calls after the fact, because I really want you guys to, I want to get some feedback from you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. Let's see here. All right. And let me know if there's good. Give me a 5x5 on the audio on this.
An upright nation falls so far, so fast.
Okay, so you guys are saying no sound. Shoot. I wish I knew why this thing is doing what it's doing. Let me try. Give me 1 second, guys. All right, let me know if this comes through.
How did a moral and upright nation fall so far, so fast? Was the fall of the American Republic the result of our own decadence, or the end result of a carefully planned and executed strategy to weaken the American people to such an extent that they would easily be taken over by a foreign force? Today is part one of a two-part discussion on True News on the subject of the Perestroika deception. Longtime Soviet communist analyst and expert J.R. Nyquist will join me in a few minutes in part one. Tomorrow, Chris Steinle and I will discuss the spiritual aspects of the Perestroika deception. If the Perestroika deception is real, what are the present-day risks for those of us alive to see the fulfillment of the grand strategy to deceive the West? The Perestroika Deception is the name of a book published in 1995 by Anatoly Golitsyn. Mr. Golitsyn was born in Ukraine in 1926.
All right, so let me just tell you guys a real quick thing here. This is what he's talking about is Golitsyn is a guy who's a Soviet defector, and he wrote a book. He wrote a couple of books. So I want you guys to pay very, very, very close attention to this, because this could throw some monkey wrenches into some of the things that you believe. But I think I've kind of gotten to the bottom of this, and I want to be as transparent as possible. This is not something that you guys are going to hear from really anywhere out there. So I pay very close attention to this. This is really important.
Malachi is still alive today. He worked in the strategic planning department of the Soviet KGB intelligence agency. He held the rank of major. Operating under the name Ivan Klimov, he was assigned to the Soviet embassy in Helsinki, Finland as vice consul and attaché. He defected to the CIA in 1961. The agency flew Mr. Golitsyn to Washington, D.C., where he was interrogated by the CIA's director of counterintelligence, James Angleton. In 1962, the chief of KGB ordered the assassination of Mr. Golitsyn as a traitor to the Soviet Union. Mr. Golitsyn was instrumental in outing a number of high-level Soviet communist moles and double agents inside Western intelligence agencies and governments, including Kim Philby and former British Prime Minister Harold Wilson. Mr. Golitsyn provided the CIA with a detailed report warning of a sinister plot by the communists to deceive Western nations, weaken them morally, financially, and militarily, and eventually absorb them into a global communist New World Order. Frustrated that Western leaders were falling for the Soviet deception, Mr. Golitsyn published two books to warn the general public about the communist plan. The first book was New Lies for Old, published in 1984. The second book was Perestroika Deception, published in 1995. Both books are out of circulation. Rare copies are available for approximately $100 each. When we decided to devote 2 days to discussing the Perestroika Deception, I couldn't think of a better guest to start this discussion than J.R. Nyquist. He has devoted his life to understanding and explaining the goals and strategies of the global communist movement. Most likely, many of our True News listeners have in your library J.R.'s classic book, Origins of the Fourth World War.
You guys lost the sound? How far back? Last words were World War. That far back? That far back? God. All right.
Try something else.
How about now?
Well, you just read his biography. He's a fairly secretive person. You know, he's been in witness protection here in the United States since his defection, but largely the Western elite has, for political reasons, has there's a denial of deception, and so they do not want to hear Galitzin, mainly because the standard view of history is that the Soviet Union collapsed, that there were revolutions that swept Eastern Europe, that
was your sound there?
That the Soviet Union collapsed, that there were revolutions that swept Eastern Europe, that
was your sound there?
That replaced the communist regimes there with liberal.
So I'm listening to, I actually turned the sound up on my end and the sound lost. Did you guys lose sound again? This is extraordinary.
So I'm listening to, I actually turned the sound up on my end.
This is extraordinarily frustrating. The sound
lost.
All right, I'm going to try something else here. Not going to be any. What am I trying to say? I'm not going to have any subtitles, but I'm going to play it from. I'm going to stop sharing this, and I'm going to share it. I'm going to share the screen with the sound, kind of like I did with the movie. I want you guys to let me know if you get the sound here on this. I'm going to go.
Mr. Galitzin was instrumental in outing a number of high-level Soviet communist moles and double agents inside Western. Intelligence agencies and.
All right, guys. All right. Well, I just have one word. Fuck. Because that frustrates me. I do not know what is going on and why I'm having this problem, but I can't continue to go on with this. I can't continue to go on with this like this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually play this. I'm going to upload the video and play it on the channel. I'll just upload it. And then, but I'm not going to do it until I'll do it so that it plays on Saturday. And then I'm going to come back and talk about it on Sunday, because I don't want there to be a long delay between the time that you guys listen to it to the time that we talk about it, because this really was unsettling to me. And I mean that I really questioned a lot of things that I thought I believed. And I actually reached out to a couple of people that I know, and was, you know, just kind of was like, wow, this is really kind of crazy. And one of them, like I said, was Juan. I reached out to Juan, and he and I talked on the phone for 2.5 hours. And I have to say, I was Juan is a different person. I've talked to him in the past, hit or miss, but not really anything in depth. And Juan gets a bad name out there because he does talk slow and he talks in code and whatnot. But I'm going to tell you, when you talk to him one-on-one, it is totally different. And he paid me a very high compliment. He paid me a very high compliment. He said that the questions and what I asked of him, that it's just not, he doesn't have many people that have a depth of understanding of things like I did. And he paid me that compliment, and I was I was very humbled by that. And he told me that that not to be a stranger, to call him anytime, and that I was free to call him at any time, and that he wanted to do a show. So well, probably what I'll do is I'm going to do a show. We're going to talk about this a little bit. But first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to upload this so that it plays on Saturday. And then when I get back from Atlanta on Sunday, I'll do a show in the afternoon and we'll talk about it. So, I think I earned Juan's respect. And that means a lot. That means a lot to me, because I know he gets a bad rap in the community, but he is somebody that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, because I think he gets a lot of things that other people don't get, and he talks in like parables and whatnot. So it's difficult to understand him sometimes. I understand a lot of what he says. So anyway, guys, I'm sincerely apologize. I do not know what the problem is and why it wasn't working. I'm going to update the description on this for the 5G protection thing. And I'll also put in the Detoxer Cream website, for you guys. So, cause I want you guys, if you have any interest in taking some heavy metals out. And, you know, Karen Kingston actually talked quite significantly. In fact, here, let me share this with you guys. So here, let me do this, present the screen, do the whole screen. So this is it's an EDTA chelation dissolves the artificial intelligence magnetic hydrogel. And this is the patent WO20121486841. So this patent actually talks about how EDTA is something that you can do to combat the graphene oxide. And that is that's the product that I sell. That's the EDTA. That's the stuff that I've been doing for quite some time. So So I'll put that link in the description as well for you guys if you have any interest in that. So I'm not going to take on sponsors where I'm going to try to push products or anything, but I do, you know, hey, I got to pay the bills too sometimes, and that's what I do. But you know, if I can help people, my objective is to help people, and you know, everybody right now, I'll tell you this, that I've not had a shot. I work very closely with a guy up in Colorado, the gentleman who invented the Livo 2. And he was magnetic, and I took he sent me a magnet to try, and I was putting on the magnet against me, and the magnet was sticking, and I have not had any shots at all. So but I'm magnetic, so I don't know if it's in the food or what. But now I'm like really like taking it up. I'm taking my whole thing to another level, because it surprised me that I was magnetic. Like I was putting this little magnet onto my forehead and it was sticking to my forehead. That freaking gave me, it was kind of nuts. So, yeah. So anyway, that said, guys, I'm going to cut y'all loose for the evening. I apologize that I've been gone. I was really dealing with some with a high level of uncertainty, and I was questioning myself and questioning a lot of things that I thought I knew. So I was if I can say it clearly, you know, when you first red pilled and you kind of had that feeling of uneasiness and like you just had that unsettling feeling, that's the feeling that I was almost like I re-red pilled when I heard that. So it was something that was very, very I don't want to say disturbing, that's kind of a hard word, but that was you know, I was seeking some answers, and Juan helped me significantly. So, and he helped me understand a lot. So I will definitely pass some of that information on. But I think it's important to do it. You know, you have to learn addition and subtraction before you go into multiplication and division. And, so the addition and subtraction is listening to that, that video, and I'll upload that, for you guys on Saturday. And then we'll talk about it on Sunday. So don't mean to tease y'all, but I'm going to tease you a little bit. So hope you all have a great week. And I look forward to seeing y'all on Friday or on Sunday when I get back from Atlanta. So y'all have a great night, and appreciate every single one of you guys. Thanks so much. Have a good night.